91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good day, everybody.
Peace.
Happy Leap Day.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Unless I write, this is no declaration I change.
just thought I'd let you know goodbye, said the hero in this story. It is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. 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 Oh, I'm dying.
Totally back, am I right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Neve.
Yeah. Neve is gone again this week, so Nick is here to take over her
naturally.
Spot until she no longer goes on the radio anymore.
And then I take then over permanently.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is my second, third audition for...
It's your callback.
Yeah, here we go.
So what should we play first?
Whatever you would like.
All right. I think we had some differences on what we wanted to play today, and we never actually settled into anything. So this is going to be a little bit random. I have a good one. Okay. This is Renee by Sales. You know that song?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I play it?
Yeah, just play.
Okay.
All the words I had to say, they don't mean nothing to you. What the heaven on the way? There's nothing better. All we had to do is touch. There was the best chance I could have ever known.
Alright, so Lizzie and I are really struggling to just like centralize a theme or get something going. Like, we just have no idea what's going on right now.
No, that's not true. You're not instilling confidence. Wait, I'm on the exact same playlist. We were thinking of doing songs by Canadians, or...
Given the fact that...
We're both Canadian.
Well, my last name's Boudreaux.
And I'm a Canadian citizen. So...
Yeah, but my last name's Boudreaux.
Okay. You know what? I have a good song. Because whenever I visited, like, Vancouver, Michael Bublé was always at this place called The White Spot. You wouldn't know because you don't go to Canada.
Because I'm barely Canadian. But got to count for something, right?
I don't know. Are you even, like, are you Canadian at all?
French Canadian.
Yeah, but, like, from where?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's, like, the very small portion of my heritage.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if this plays. That did not... Oh.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work. You kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right, we'll be united. Change me, and now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. Just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can
to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
I can really get behind this Canadian
thing. we looked up, okay, I think it's obvious, like, we have the Justin Bieber, Drake, but, like, you never actually know how many Canadian singers there are. Because
nobody really, like, advertises themselves as...
as Canadian? Yeah. Okay.
Why? It's like they're ashamed of it. They really shouldn't.
No. I think it's just a branding.
I'm a proud French Canadian.
I'm a proud Canadian.
Yes, you are a very proud Canadian.
I feel like you're not really Canadian, though.
Yeah, I'm Italian.
Anyway, so I think next we're going to play possibly an unknown Canadian artist. Like, they're not unknown, but the fact that they're Canadian is unknown. So an unsuspecting Canadian artist, I would say.
Unsuspecting Canadians. They're kind of like me.
You're not Canadian.
Like. No, you're kind of an unsuspecting Canadian, too.
Yeah.
That was a shock when I heard you were a Canadian
citizen. Okay,
citizen.
Well...
well, I just... not a lot of people have that.
Oh, by the way, this is... do you want to say it with me? Probably not. This is The Rage Cage. And,
the Rage Cage.
And you're listening
this
to...
this is The Rage Cage.
Do it again.
No.
Okay. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Next up
the
is...
The Rage Cage.
Next up is... Nelly's I'm Like a Bird. Wait, I hope I cued it. Let's hope.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, love me, oh, oh. Each and
the Rage Cage. Welcome back.
That was Nelly. We'll probably play another Nelly song, but
yeah, we're gonna play Promiscuous later.
What's next is the question.
I don't know.
I was okay.
I'm banking on you here. Yeah. I've just been listening to Rush. I would play Rush, but I don't think Lizzie would enjoy that.
I don't know what Rush is. Yeah. Oh, we can play it if you want.
No, it's all good. All right. I know you got a couple.
No, I don't. I honestly don't. I really need help. But I guess I'll play a Drake song. But it's like a kind of random Drake song.
Oh, okay.
Cups of the Rose. Yeah. Okay. It's From Time featuring Jean Aiko. I don't know how to say her name, but she's really awesome. Love her. Okay, here it is.
We kicked it, you been caught up with them bitches. I don't get it, you're a star, love. You shouldn't have to deal with that. I'd never make you feel like that. Cause I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? Darling, you give, but you cannot take love.
Yeah. All right, so I think while this, oh god, some of the mics are actually like breaking, but I think while this is playing, we're gonna also do a PSA.
For no reason.
Oh, your mic is not on. Go ahead.
Mic check.
Right here. Okay, did you find one that you want to do?
Yeah, I actually have.
Okay, I'm gonna turn my mic off so I can fix it. Okay, you want to start reading now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Listen to this. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners, and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Literally such a short PSA. We're kind of buying time, to be honest, but
that was
that impactful for sure.
Yeah,
didn't know those numbers.
That's crazy. 5% of the population and 24% of its prisoners. No, well, you know, there's like, it's like, I think 0.7% of our own population is that right?
0.7% of our
0.7% of our population. Like, there's like millions of Americans in prison.
Wait, what the 5% was saying what? Sorry?
We have 5% of the world population.
Yes. Also, what I heard,
24% of the prison population and a very small percentage of our own population. So that means like, but oh my god, that's a lot of
Americans.
That's a lot of prisoners too. That's a lot of prisoners.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, we have a lot of prisons. Unfortunately, it's an industry here. You know?
It is an industry.
Yeah. It's like people own prisons. There's privately owned prisons.
Yeah.
And some people who need to go to prison don't go to prison. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And some people who don't need to go to prison do go to prison. But, you know, there's a lot of people. It's hard to control. So the best you can do is just get the right people in there who can make the right decisions.
I don't know. I mean,
like,
there are like institutional problems too.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you elect the right people, you get the right people in power.
All right. So everyone vote, I guess.
Yeah. There you go. Everyone vote. Second PSA. from the Rage Cage. You should go vote. For the right people. Whoever you think is right.
We're going to... Okay, anyway. We'll diverge from that. I think we're going to play a different Drake song because I found one that might be a little bit more appropriate. And it's a classic. So here's Hold On, We're Going Home.
Oh, yeah.
That was one song, or I guess two, 1.5 songs for Drake, but...
Yeah, that was a lot of Drake.
Oh, your mic is not on. Okay, go ahead.
That was a lot of Drake.
So now I'm gonna give you guys a little special treat, because I have I have Apple Music, which means I can play Joni Mitchell, who happens to be an unsuspecting Canadian artist. So I'm gonna play California, because... While I'm a Canadian, I'm also a Californian.
Wow.
Give me 1 second. I wonder, I don't think Neil Young is on Spotify or Apple Music. Get closer to the mic.
Okay.
So we can't play Neil Young, that's all I'm saying. Okay, here's here's California.
Oh, shucks.
Okay.
Thank you.
and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. When you're walking and the streets are full of strangers, all the news on your ear just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home, you read more about the war and the bloody.
Hello, fellow Canadians. We hope you are enjoying today's Rage Cage. The great nation of Canada does not sponsor this show.
I don't even know what to say. You're doing so perfect. Keep going.
Justin Trudeau, we love your economic policies, though we may not always agree with them. I don't know. I don't know anything about his policies.
I don't know either.
Timbits are not nearly as good as Munchkins.
Wow, what a bold-faced lie.
Whoa.
Crazy.
I said it. I honestly.
Let's start naming Canadian people at Tufts. Aaron Walenta.
I don't know.
That's all I know. Okay, so
Lizzie Pimentel.
So the next song is gonna be by Daniel Caesar, who's an unsuspecting Canadian.
Sneaky Canadian.
All right, it's coming up right now. Japanese Denim.
I don't stand in line, I don't pay for clothes for that, yeah. like to drink, I don't like to think for that. Oh, but I ponder you. Oh, I'm bending it over. You're my four-leaf clover. I'm so in love, so in love. There's no one above, up above. Forever's a long time, yes. My blue jeans will last me all my life. Oh, yes. So met you at the shop, sun was getting hot, I'm lonely, yeah. I'm in the city on my own. Never would have thought you'd be the one I got a homie. But that's the way it goes. I'm reaching Nirvana. Goodbye, sweet Rwanda. High school.
More things about Canada. I was just thinking about this.
Wait, sorry. Before you do that.
Okay. No more things about Canada. Sorry, everyone. I really wanted to talk about Canada.
Wait.
I have a lot to say.
You have a lot to say?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
No. Wait, give me a second. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I will say I've been to Canada a few times, right? And I feel like the stereotype that all Canadians are like super friendly.
Yeah,
I don't agree.
What? Why?
I feel like I've had some really really negative interactions with native Canadians, or as in like people from Canada. like, you know, like...
Yeah, don't say native
yeah,
Canadians.
Yeah, sorry. But, like, people from Canada, like, I've had, like...
They do have a lively,
I went
like,
to a Blue Jays.
Population.
I went to a Blue Jays game, and they, like, wouldn't let me exchange my, like, U.S. dollars. And they made me pay
Is
currency
that Toronto?
That's... Yeah.
Oh.
They made me pay currency worth more at, like, an equip... Like, so I was, like... I was losing money, essentially.
But that was, like, an establishment. That wasn't, like, the Canadian people, you know?
But, like, the person running the stand was being mean, you know? Like, the thing. I was like, what?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was crazy.
Might have been an American, you know?
No, it wasn't. Definitely not.
You don't know. You never know. Anyway, next song, Head Over Feet by...
Alanis Morissette. Yeah. And I have a lot to say about her after this.
So, stay tuned.
Absolutely.
No choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying there. Conditional things, you held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. Something rational, I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already
you.
Okay. So something pretty interesting about Alanis Morissette. So everybody knows the song. You know the song Ironic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you do. Everybody knows that song. It's like her most famous song. Now, in that song, she brings up many, many examples of things that she claims to be ironic, like a traffic jam when you're already late, many different scenarios here. I have some here. 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife, right? Now, everything that she's bringing up isn't ironic. It's just an unfortunate situation. And somebody once went up to Alanis Morissette and said, "Hey, in your song Ironic, none of the things that you said are actually ironic." And she said, "Isn't that ironic?"
That was beautiful.
So the song is not ironic, but you would expect the song Ironic to be ironic, which is ironic, because it's not. So isn't that ironic, don't you think?
Beautiful that I've never
heard. It's
like
rain on your wedding
like
day. That's not ironic. Anything can happen on your wedding day.
Okay.
There's no expectation, not irony.
All right, so I was lying when I said Neil Young wasn't on Apple Music or
yeah, I was gonna say I think
Spotify.
You're really wrong.
So we're gonna listen to a Neil Young song, and this might be our last one. So this might be our closer.
Oh man, I never even talked about Letterkenny on the Canada episode.
Wait, what?
It's like one of my favorite shows. I'll put
Letterkenny.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Well, wait. Why do I think is South Park Canadian or no?
No.
Oh. All right, never mind. Retract that. Okay, next is...
Were you thinking because... never mind.
I feel like they've had a Canadian episode.
They definitely
and
have.
And it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The Canadians in South Park all have, like... They all look like puppets. Then they all have the really long, like...
They're wearing, like, the... Oh, I don't know what the exact
uniform
is.
They have black, like... bead eyes and like just like a black line for a mouth. Like they're not really animated. Like they look like puppets. I'll pull it up off mic. But
off mic. Okay. Yeah. So next song is Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
I love you.
Okay, Lizzie, we had a fantastic show today, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, we came up with that theme on the spot.
Yeah,
which
that was great.
Awesome.
I was thinking about that yesterday, so you're welcome. This is The Rage Cage, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.